Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another FaceTime interview. We got a special guest with us. It's Adam Schefter of ESPN. Everyone knows him. You can find him on Twitter at Adam Schefter. You can catch all of his stuff on ESPN as well. Adam, thanks for a few minutes, man. This is special to get to talk to you this way. We appreciate it.
Mike, you said another FaceTime interview. Who else have you interviewed in this medium, this sort of forum?
You know what? We on draft night, all three nights of draft night, after we selected someone, we FaceTimed with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then we put it up on the website, and you know how FaceTime is. You FaceTime with your family all the time when you're on the road, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do. That's the only time I use it.
But yeah. So it's a little choppy, and the audio is not as good as it would be on TV or a normal website video, but people understand that, and they think it's cool. I mean, you're FaceTiming with your draft picks or with Adam Schefter or whoever, and it's something new that we tried this year, and we love it.
Well, great. It's an honor to be with you. I'm happy to join you for whatever time you need.
Well, speaking of time, it's kind of running out here on the summer. We go to camp in like 4 days, and so that means time's running out for you too. But what did you do this summer to keep yourself busy in some of your free time?
You know, really, in this business, it just seems like there's not a lot of free time, and there is slower time, no doubt. And from, say, May 15th through July 10, it's slower, which is welcome and nice and much appreciated. But, I didn't do anything that extravagant. We went to the ESPYs, my family and I took my daughter, allowed her to work on the red carpet as a kid interviewer there, and she had a great time talking to Russell Wilson and Odell Beckham Jr. and Steph Curry and Joel Embiid. That was kind of neat. That was probably the highlight of the summer, that particular night. But, again, it's tough to step out of what we do entirely. It's always on your mind, yeah. And it's something you're always thinking about. And so here we go again, which is great.
Yeah, and you have the Know Them From Adam podcast that you started recently. How's that going?
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. It's been going great. We had Terrell Owens today. We're trying to get Teddy Bridgewater, so maybe you could help me out there. We'd like to get Teddy Bridgewater on there.
I might know a guy.
Well, let me know if you could help me out there.
Well, you know, obviously that's a topic that's pretty current for us. You know, quarterbacks always are. I mean, you have the Kirk Cousins thing going on with the Redskins, and for us, it's Sam Bradford who's our quarterback. You were here doing a story for ESPN last season. You were here at Winter Park doing that, talking about the Sam Bradford trade and Rick Spielman and Howie Roseman and how that went down. And now it's Teddy's rehab. So quarterbacks are always on everyone's mind. That's no exception here with Sam and Teddy. How do you view the situation for us?
Well, I think that, again, there's not a lot that could be said or changed until we know that Teddy is fully healthy and able to go out there and operate. And we don't know exactly how he's going to come back, which is why I'd like to get him on the podcast to see how he's doing. Yeah. But let's just say that he can get back and play at some point this year. Is he getting back to the level he was? Is he a fraction of that? I think we've got to see how he's doing and what can be expected of him before we see anything else. I think, look, part of the reason the Vikings make that trade is because they get Sam and the 2 years on his contract, this being the second year. And so they've got insurance. They've got somebody solid that they like, that they can count on at that position. And if Teddy can make it back, that's great. It makes things very interesting. And if he can't, they've got Sam.
Yeah, and, you know, Marv Levy would always say, if you have too many quarterbacks, you have none, right? But if you have a healthy Teddy and you have Sam, you know, as long as you parse out who's starting and who's like, you have a good situation, wouldn't you agree?
You know, it is a good situation. They're two good quarterbacks. But again, I get back to my initial response. We don't know exactly where Teddy's at, what he's able to do, what he's not able to do. The signs are encouraging. Everybody wants to see him come back. They're hopeful. But until you see exactly what you got there, you just don't know.
Yeah. With the way the Vikings have won games since Coach Zimmer has gotten here, you know, I think we had a stretch of like 6, 7, or 8 games from the end of the 15 season into the first part of 16 where we allowed fewer than 17 points in all like 7 of those games. You know, and Bradford only had 5 picks last year. And at a high completion percentage. Do you think Sam...
And by the way, he did that with joining the team in the offense a week before the season.
Yes, right. So with that style of play in combination with the way Coach Zimmer's team is naturally built, do you like that marriage of Bradford and Zimmer?
You know, I got no issues there. And look, you got Latavius Murray stepping in. You got Dalvin Cook stepping in. And I think Dalvin Cook is going to be a difference maker. I think he's going to be a stud in this league. He's got a real chance to be a really good player. And if he's what we think, then maybe in a perfect world, you run the football like crazy. You play great defense. You have Sam or Teddy not turn over the football a whole lot, which Sam was pretty good at last year. Would be even better, I would think, in his second year in the system. And that would be Mike Zimmer's recipe to win football games. Like, that is an ideal recipe. Now, the question is, again, where is Teddy? How is he doing? What is the latest with him? And so these are questions that everybody's wondering about, and we will not know until training camp.
What do you think of, signing Michael Floyd? Obviously, the suspension it's been handed down, and it's a 4-game suspension. But when he's on the field, and we're going to see him at training camp in the preseason because he can participate in those activities.
Yeah.
Whenever the suspension ends and he comes back, do you view that as Michael Floyd's a face in the crowd for the Vikings, or do you think that that could be a legitimate addition to the Vikings offense, a group that's looking for a little bit of, a little bit of pizzazz coming off of last season?
Well, first of all, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen, right? Those two guys are really good to me. Really good. So I guess maybe you're looking for a deep ball threat, somebody that can win that jump ball, and Michael Floyd, which is something that he's done in the past. I don't know that Michael Floyd is better than Stephon Diggs or Adam Thielen at all. Like, I think those two guys are both underrated and both really good wide receivers. We don't know what we're going to get from Laquon Treadwell. So to me, Michael Floyd, with some of the questions he has and the 4 games that he faces, he's an added bonus that if he contributes the way he can, that's great. But that's not somebody that I think you're fully counting on. That's to me. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but again, I think people are underrating those two starting guys, caliber guys, and in a ideal, perfect world, Treadwell makes the step and progress that he didn't make last year and becomes the factor that they hoped he would be when they used a first-round draft pick on him.
Yeah, and Diggs, a fifth-round pick, Adam Thielen, undrafted, just got signed to an extension this offseason.
And by the way, and when that happens, that tells you how much they love him, too.
Right, exactly.
So you know that. You know that they love him as much as we've all been impressed by the guy.
Yeah.
And you know that Diggs, I think Diggs is just tremendous. So, I mean, those are two bona fide wide receivers.
Yeah.
And again, I think what you're hoping for is between Treadwell and Floyd that one of them emerges and becomes the third guy.
Yeah, that's right. And both Diggs and Thielen just shy of 1,000 yards last season. Interesting, a key part of our offense from 2007 until right now was Adrian Peterson. And we see Adrian and the Saints week one on your air. The atmosphere.
Is that a big deal?
I think so. I think the atmosphere will be buzzing. I mean, that's big enough for you to be there. I don't think you can be because you got other obligations, but that'll be a fun night, don't you think?
No, that'll be tremendous. And in fact, that game was scheduled before Adrian Peterson signed with the Saints. And sometimes I look at the NFL schedule maker and I say to myself, did they know something that I didn't? Yeah. Because who could have forecasted that? I think it was an attractive matchup even before Adrian Peterson signed with the Saints. And once he did, it became that much more attractive. I have a feeling I know what everybody in Minnesota will be watching on TV that Monday night, September 11th.
Yeah, and this Vikings defense will be ready to go for that game, not just because of Adrian Peterson, but you're looking at Drew Brees and Sean Payton too, by the way. You know, the Vikings defense, I think when people think of them, they think of defense, whether you're thinking of them historically, go back to the Purple People Eater era and Bud Grant, or currently, I think you think defense with the Vikings, kind of a contrast to how the other teams in our division are built with the quarterbacks they have, wouldn't you say?
Well, Detroit, Green Bay, very reliant on the quarterback. The Bears just made the moves to go up for the quarterback. We'll see how that works out, in addition to spending on Mike Glennon. Mike Zimmer is sticking to his personality. He knows what he believes works for him. So I think that this team has taken on his identity, and we'd like to think that they'll continue to win football games by running the football, by short, smart, accurate, high completion throws, and then playing the defense that you're referring to, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, when you were covering the Broncos, do you ever cover a game at the Metrodome?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I covered the game where at the end of the first half, I don't remember the quarterback. I'm going to guess it was Randall Cunningham, threw a long pass downfield to Randy Moss, who threw the backwards lateral over his shoulder.
Yeah. To Mo Williams.
to Mo Williams, who ran it in, and it was the last play of the half. It was an unbelievable play. Yeah, Randy caught the ball and then, like, flipped it back over his head. The guy ran in, and Denver's defense was not particularly good or strong, but that was a back-breaking play in a game where they killed him. I was at a Sunday night game once, even earlier than that, where John Elway ran over – who was it at the time? I'm trying to think. It was a Vikings – I think it was Joey Browner.
Wow.
He ran over Joey Browner at the goal line like he was Bronco Nagurski.
Yeah.
He ran for a touchdown. It was a great, Broncos won that game. Vikings won the other game. Those are the two trips I can remember being at the Metrodome. I'm trying to think if there was another for Broncos games. I've been there before. Mm-hmm. I think other playoff games, whatnot. But, yeah, those are two games I remember being there for.
Yeah, and you'll be back here this year, Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Should be a great experience. I've heard tremendous things about your stadium. I've never been there yet. I think it might be the only stadium in the league I've never been to.
Yeah.
So that's always fun to go see a new stadium. It's always fun to go to the Super Bowl and see everything that goes on that week. And I know Minnesota's going to do a great job hosting the event. I know the people there who are already incredibly warm, much warmer than the weather itself.
Yes.
Be gracious and accommodating, and it should be a fantastic week in Minnesota.
All right, man. Well, we really appreciate your time because we know you're busy and you got a lot of demands, but it's awesome that you joined us. People can check you out on Twitter, of course, at Adam Schefter, and the Know Them From Adam podcast, which if you haven't checked out, you need to. It's pretty cool, and we know you're having a good time doing it.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me. Nice to be on FaceTime with someone other than my daughter or wife.
Yeah, well, hey, it's a new thing. I mean, you can incorporate it into your stuff, maybe. I mean, stuff's changing so fast. You know, you got to try something new every now and then.
I appreciate it. You're absolutely right. It's an evolving world.
All right, man. Talk to you later, Adam. Thanks.
Mike, be well.